It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here!
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always love talking to our guy Jeff Levering every Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And we especially appreciate it today, Jeff, because, well, you're out west and you had to wake up early in order to join us. So thank you so much for still jumping on with us, buddy.
That's my pleasure. Don't mind the bags under my eyes already, okay?
Well, on top of it, an extra innings came last night.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
Before we get to the final week of the season, I figured I'd ask you this question. We just gave away a book. It just came out today from Greeny and Hembo of Get Up fame. Know Your Legends is the name of it, and they give the Mount Rushmore for basically every team in major North American sports. So do you think you could name the four names that they put down for the Brewers Mount Rushmore?
I'm guessing it's Robin Yount.
Yep.
I'm guessing it's Bob Uecker.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's Bud Selig.
That is correct.
Let's see. Number four would be probably Paul Molitor, even though Yelich should be on there at the end of the day.
Yeah, number four was number four. So, Paul Molitor, okay. I think that being in the Hall of Fame as a Brewer, I think kind of helps out Molly's case.
Yeah, sure.
So that's fun. What's not fun is the news we got on Sunday. And even as a Packer fan, I feel I was more gutted for the Brandon Woodruff news that came out on Sunday, even after the Packers' performance on Sunday. I know they haven't ruled it out completely, but when the manager's using words like he's devastated for Woody, it doesn't make me hopeful that he's going to be getting the ball for a game in the divisional series. What can you tell us about the lat strain from Brandon Woodruff?
It seems to be a mild strain, which is first and foremost the most important. However, the language used as in was by Brandon Woodruff talking about his season, Pat Murphy was using the word was quite a bit. It makes you think that he's thrown his last pitch of the year. I will say that, I mean, you knew that there was going to be a limit on how much he was going to pitch over the course of this season, coming off of zero innings a year ago. You weren't sure how many innings you were going to get out of Brandon Woodruff this year. But listen, he pitched his tail off when he was out there. He was great. The velocity was good. The stuff was even better. There's an outside chance that he's available to pitch in the division series. I'm not sure what the percentage is. I'm not going to put a number on it. I just hope I get an opportunity to see Brandon Woodruff pitch in a postseason game at some point, because he's meant so much to this organization, with him and Christian Yelich and Freddie Peralta, those core three guys that have been here during this stretch of winning, you know, going to the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. You would hate to see this happen again for Woody, like it did in 23, where he gets to the end of the season and then makes one last regular season start and he's not able to pitch in the postseason. You'd hate to see that this year. I'm hopeful, but I'm also a realist as well. I just hope Brandon Woodruff's going to be all right.
We've seen celebrations for clinching the playoffs, clinching the division, and the last one kind of looming out there is the number one overall seed and home field advantage throughout. How important do you think it is for the Brewers to nab that number one overall seed in the NL?
They have secured the bye already, which was the most important thing. So you get a week off until you start the division series on the 4th. So that's really important. But I do think it's important to get that one seed as well. Firstly, the atmosphere at American Family Field, having your home games there. If you can have home games there for every single series and guarantee that you're going to have the first home games there, that's really important. The other part is that you have something to play for still, right? You don't want to sit there and not have anything to play for. They've got two things, still two more boxes to check. It's home field advantage, and also going for that franchise record in wins, which is 97. They've got to win two more ball games in the next 5 in order to get there. Last night was a gut-wrenching loss, right? You get that. It was a wonderful win. You did everything you needed to do. The strike zone was atrocious.
Oof.
Nonetheless, You wish you could have come out with that game, because it's always important to get that first win of a series. But I think that they're still hungry to get that franchise record of wins at 97.
What is the plan, do you think, for the divisional series pitching wise with Woody out? I was feeling really good because you only need three because of the off days that are built into the divisional series. Obviously, Freddie goes game one. I think Quinn Priester, as good as he's been, is going game two. What's the plan for game three? Because Murph also made it seem like that's not an option for Mizorowski with the way he talked on Sunday as well. What are they going to do in that third game for a starting pitcher?
I think they're going to go Johnny Holstaff for game number three. It depends on who you're going to run out there to start the game. Can you go with a Robert Gasser? Sure. Can you go with a Chad Patrick? Sure. He's thrown his tail off all year long. You'd feel pretty comfortable with Chad Patrick going. The only question is that game is going to be on the road. Mm-hmm. So who do you want to make that start on the road in a hostile environment, wherever it is, whether it's in Chicago or whether it's in New York, San Diego, if the playoffs began today? Who do you want to go out there and make that start? There are a lot of options. Hopefully Jose Quintana's calf can heal in the next 2 weeks as well. I mean, that would be another great option if he's willing and able to do it with that calf injury. That would be a perfect option. But we'll see where he is health-wise. But they're going to run out, whoever they're going to run out there and parse together 27 outs the best way that they can.
Jeff Levering and All Brewers Talk on ESPN Milwaukee is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. The Brewers are unconditionally relentless. I'm going to take some accountability for the program here and all of our programming. We don't talk enough about Bryce Terang and just how excellent he's been this season.
I was gonna say, what did I do?
Where are we going?
You're culpable. You're culpable.
You suck again.
One, how has Bryce turned into what he has become? And why isn't he getting the recognition probably that he is well deserving of at this point?
I'll start with number two. It's because he plays for the Brewers and nobody talks about the Brewers enough. Because it's the best team in Major League Baseball that nobody knows about. And if he played for the Philadelphia Phillies or the Mets or the Dodgers, everybody would be talking about him. So that's... three dings. Perfect. I think that just for good measure.
Yeah, just in case you need another one.
Bryce is going to get some MVP votes. Is he going to get first place votes? No. Like Shohei Ohtani is going to win the MVP, and I understand why, and he's really good, and that's fine. I understand that. But he might finish in the top five. And I think that that's the whole collection of work that he has put together. Yes, he's amazing defensively. He's starting to hit home runs, but he's also getting base hits the other way. He had a nice single last night. I mean, he scores on that two hopper to short in the 10th inning last night to give the Brewers the lead. He does everything. He does everything well. He has dedicated himself to this craft to get better. He knew he was a good player. Did anybody know there was 18 home runs in that bat? No. Did anybody think that there was this kind of power with that lean body? Probably not. But he has found something and untapped all this. And they were talking about it in spring training. And the way that he was hitting the ball in spring training with authority, you went, wow, okay. Look at you, Bryce. Look at you. This looks good. And the real litmus test is home runs the other way. Anybody could pull homers, but you're seeing him go out to center. You're seeing him go out to left. That's where the big boys hit their home runs, and he's hitting big boy home runs this year. But he's also not losing his swing as a result. It's been super impressive and still playing outstanding defense. Every single night he's out there just ruling it at second base.
Yeah, I can't imagine too many Brewers fans at the beginning of the season would have thought you had a lineup where Christian Yelich is batting leadoff and Bryce Terang's batting third like they did last night. But this lineup can be so incredibly deep, Jeff. I love the lineup they ran out the other night. You had Bauer's batting seventh. You had Vaughn batting eighth. And even though there are some injuries with the pitching staff, I still feel great about this team because of the depth of the lineup. It's just, Bryce has been fantastic. Christian's been fantastic. But it's 1 through 8. I mean, you've got some really good guys that you have to get out over the course of a 5 or 7 game series that makes me feel really good about this offense. Just exactly how deep is this team?
Yeah, it's super scrappy, too. I mean, they've been doing it all year long, and they're not relying on homers. I mean, they didn't homer last night. You get just base hits and doubles and team speed, and everybody is contributing in this lineup. And you, like you said, 1 through 8, you're starting to get some contributions from Joey Ortiz. He had a great series in St. Louis. He's got to get more consistent at the bottom of the order. You know, inevitably, he's going to come up with the bases loaded at some point in the playoffs.
What's the record for ABs with the bases loaded? Because I swear he's had to have sprint past it this year.
He's got 30. He's tied for the major league lead. The major league lead with at-bats with the bases loaded. And it feels more than 30. It feels like it should be 130.
Yeah.
But he's always coming to the plate with guys on base. That's a credit to what the guys in the top of the order are doing to give him those opportunities with men on base. And to be honest, his numbers with guys in scoring position are pretty good. He's hitting like 280 with runners in scoring position. So that's a good thing. Anybody would. Anybody sign up for 250 at this point. But you're right with the ability of this entire lineup to be dynamic, and it's not relying upon the home runs, which makes you think that in the playoffs, this is going to be almost slump proof. Like they really were relying on the home run in 2021. And that's when you saw that offense just die over the last month of the season. That's why I don't think this offense has that in them. They've been shown it for the last 4 months.
I'm going to say this on the front end. I'm asking you a nearly impossible question to answer here, but I want to know.
Thanks. I love that already. Yeah.
You're really setting up our guest to succeed. Uh-huh.
I think you'll have a good answer regardless of the impossibility of this singular answer, but what's the biggest reason that the Brewers have become so consistently good and appearing in the playoffs as often as they had? Because this isn't normal. This is the golden era of the Brewers right now, and I think there's a lot of reasons, but I can't really put my finger on the biggest one.
I think that they've just been so consistent. Player development-wise, they haven't missed on a lot of picks. They've been really smart with the guys that they have brought in. I mean, look at who's running the ship, right? Whether it's Matt Arnold at the top or David Stearns before that, Pat Murphy's been right at the middle of all of it. He was the bench coach during the Craig Council era, and they haven't missed a beat. They've been a better team since Pat Murphy took over. I think that's a big part of it. I think it's a really big part of it. And I think that there's an axe to grind with a lot of the players that they bring in. And that's a big, big, big piece that nobody really talks about, is that these guys that the Brewers bring in, they've been forgotten. Right. And I think a lot of times playing with a chip on your shoulder, like nobody cares about you and that you've got something to prove, means a lot. And to be honest, that's what the Brewers have done. They've turned these guys from the all DFA squad into all stars. It's just something that they do. They do it consistently. And if you're a free agent or if you're somebody that gets designated for assignment from somebody, I think you're sitting in the back of your mind and not being upset that you just lost a job, but you're kind of sitting there going, man, I hope the Brewers pick me up because I'm going to have an opportunity. I think I'm going to be pretty good once I'm done.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. Go get some coffee, bud. Can't wait to talk to you next week when all these other teams are going to be battling it out in the wild card round and the Brewers just get to sit back and watch.
It's going to be so fun. The amount of housework I'm going to get done next week is going to be amazing. My garage is going to be impeccable.
Is it winterizing the lawn time yet?
No, that's not until October, buddy. Okay. But I'm still going to be not a long time. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm going to cut my grass so much. My edges are going to look beautiful. It's going to be amazing.
Jeff can't wait to put in all that work. He hasn't had time. He's a busy guy. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
I don't have
time.
Maybe I'll go to Home Depot.
Who knows if we have time? Love Jeff Levering. Always enjoy catching up with Jeff. And again, our conversations with Jeff Levering brought to you by Nero Spine Center of Wisconsin. The Brewers are unconditionally relentless. Playoff baseball, there's nothing like it.
Love it.
Absolutely nothing like it. By the way, single game tickets for that divisional series are available to the general public today. So make sure you're checking out Brewers.com to get your postseason tickets, because we got to fill up AmFam Field. We got to make that thing loud for this postseason run.
I do have to say, I had a friend who's a season ticket holder purchase his tickets for the divisional series. Mm-hmm. And I always complain about the Packers and the unaffordability. Four tickets to a playoff game? Affordable. Way affordable. And I'm very impressed, and I am happy the Brewers do something like that.
Yeah, it's... I can't wait. I've got a good feeling about this team.
Yeah?
For all the reasons that Jeff just said. Cannot wait, whoever they play in the postseason. Hey, I want to tell you about something that I did, because there's still plenty of great golf to be played left in the state of Wisconsin. And right around this time, a couple of years ago, I joined the Wisconsin Country Club. Now, I did it for the golf, because I love our golf course. I love our practice facilities. I love the events. We just had our Ryder Cup out there. I love the events that go on. But maybe you're looking for something more than just golf. Well, how about this? No assessments that a lot of clubs have. No food and beverage minimums, even though the food is fantastic. Well, the steak I had with our Ryder Cup event on Friday, impeccable. Also have tennis, pickleball, and a pool. The incredible golf course. What are you waiting for? Join a place that you're going to love. WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer
control
on 94.5 ESPN.